As I said, there were two children born to Schoenberg and his first wife, Matilda née von Zemlinsky, Gertrude, who was known to her papa as Trudy, and Georg, who is fondly remembered as Gergi. From the age of 14 to 16, Gergi studied piano and horn at the Akademie für Musik in Vienna and was enrolled in the Gymnasium in Mödling. He also seems to have begun composing around this time. When study at both schools became too much for him, Gergi dropped out of the academy to continue at the Gymnasium full time. With his mother's death in 1923, he appears to have dropped out of the Gymnasium as well. When his father remarried and moved to Germany the following year, 17-year-old Gergi went to live with Schoenberg pupil Olga Novakovic in Vienna. Now forced to earn a living, Gergi secured employment as a copyist of scores, largely with the music publisher Universal Edition, where he worked on many of his father's compositions. In 1929, Gergi married Anna Sachs, and a daughter, Gertrude, nicknamed Susie, was born to them. When Austria was occupied by the Nazis in 1938, Gergi, the son of the decadent Jewish composer, found himself with no means of support. By the greatest good fortune, a vegetable gardener hired him to drive his truck to market. Still, it was a depressing situation, as Gergi wrote Schoenberg, who was by then safely in America with his new family, "I work from Monday 6 a.m. until Saturday daily without a break until 9 or 10 p.m. at night, sometimes even Sundays. I will certainly never be able to write musical notes again, for my hands are too stiff and hard, and at every turn I get a cramp." One day in 1943, Gergi was notified that he was going to be deported to Theresienstadt, the way station to Auschwitz. Anna, his Aryan wife, went to plead with the Gestapo, and his employer added his voice that everyone was in the army and that if Gergi were taken away, there would be no one to drive his truck and his vegetables would rot. Fortunately, the Gestapo relented and Gergi was never troubled by them again. Gergi left behind a number of works of his own composition in manuscript, and these were passed on to me by his daughter, Susie Supan Schoenberg, who lives in Austria and found the scores in the bottom of an old chest after Gergi's death in 1974. One of these works was the Vier Klavierstücke, four piano pieces, which are dedicated to Olga Novakovic. The date on the score is important, August to October 30th, 1944. This was at a time when Allied bombing of Austria and the precincts of Vienna was at its height. Susie tells us that Gergi had become very depressed and that her mother, Annie, urged him to compose these works as a kind of escape. I'm sure that you will agree that it is a miracle that the Vier Klavierstücke exists at all. Early in 1945, the house they were living in sustained a direct hit. In an analysis of the Vier Klavierstücke, American composer Richard Brooks has written that they reveal a fertile compositional mind and have moments of real beauty. The musical language is that of the free atonality of the early 20th century, but there is no evidence of his father's 12-tone technique.